Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Breaking the news follows the launch of The 19th, a new startup that seeks to change white male-dominated news industry, asking who's been omitted from mainstream coverage and how to include them, bringing the viewer right into the newsroom during tense moments as the startup launches in a pandemic amid rising social unrest. The film provides an inside view of what it takes to challenge the status quo. The film again is called Breaking the News, and we're joined today by the three co-directors of the film, and that would be Heather Courtney, Princess A. Hairston, and Chelsea Hernandez. To all of you, welcome to Film School Radio. I just love the film. I love the way that it's told, the access that you were afforded in telling this story. Heather Courtney, I'll start with you. Where did the idea, the story, the inspiration for Breaking the News come from?
Yeah, thanks for having us on. Originally pitched the idea in February 2020 to Emily and Amanda, the two co-founders of The 19th. You know, I had heard through their announcement about it that this was happening, and I thought the 19th would be following the 19th for a year, their first year, as they covered the presidential election through the lens of gender would be a really interesting idea, because most of the mainstream media coverage of presidential campaigns is not through the lens of gender. And so I thought that could be really interesting in their first year as a startup. So this is February 2020, and Amanda and Emily took it to their very small staff at the time, which was like seven people. They agreed to let me start and see where it went. And so about a month later, in early March 2020, I was getting ready to actually travel to Austin and have meetings with them and maybe film a little. But of course, you know, everything changed. So I never went on that trip. So they pivoted, the 19th had to pivot, and I had to pivot to mostly recording Zoom meetings. You know, luckily, Emily's husband is a producer, director himself, so he was able to do some filming of Emily at home during those early COVID days. But I really didn't know what the film was going to be, and I didn't even know if it was going to be a film, you know, because what can you do with Zoom recordings? But eventually I filmed in person in August 2020 when they had their official launch. And that's when I decided that it really could be something. I was very inspired by being in person with all of them and how they were able to accomplish this endeavor in such a big way and such a difficult during such a difficult time. And I was very inspired. And so I had always thought I would have a team of filmmakers working on this. I just hadn't reached out to anyone because of COVID. And then when I realized it would be something, the next day I reached out to Chelsea. And then eventually we reached out to Princess A. Hairston, and also Diane Kwan came on as our producer. So, and I think it's really important that the team was built, you know, to be a diverse team, because I had always kind of envisioned that. And I think for this film in particular, it was necessary because I was inspired by what the 19th was trying to do. And so it in the spirit of what they were trying to do, we tried to do the same thing. And then, yes, Chelsea came on. She had heard of the 19th at the very beginning as well. So she, yeah.
Yeah. And well, Chelsea Hernandez, Heather, you mentioned Emily Ramshaw, and what an interesting and dynamic person she is. Let's talk a little bit about Emily and sort of why she wanted to start the sort of the origin story for the 19th. Chelsea?
So you see a little bit about this in the film of why Emily started, or how this idea came about. She brought on a team of people. So it was a group of women who jump-started the 19th, but the initial idea came from Emily in 2016 when she was seeing the women's marches after the election of Trump and women take to the streets. And she, at the same time, had just had a new baby and was thinking about the future of her daughter. And so really thought that there was this gap within the news industry in which the perspectives of women was not being seen in the mainstream and should have been. And the same goes for, you know, Aaron Haynes has spoken about this also, of how in the 2016 election as well, like the way mainstream news had reported on Hillary Clinton was really not an entire view of what was happening, and it should have been reported on in a much different lens, especially a gender lens. And so could, if news was reported more fairly during that time, you know, could the election have been different? Who knows? But point was that there was a whole perspective that was missing from the news, specifically in politics and policy reporting. And that's how the 19th came about.
Well, Princess A. Hairston, one of the things that makes this such a compelling watch is watching the initial crew of people that were brought in to do this, to be a part of the 19th, and the sort of the dynamic way in which as they started to grow, you see the interaction between them as to how they're going to go about fulfilling the mission of what they want to accomplish. And I love that part of the film is kind of the growing pains, if you will, of the organization. Let's talk a little bit about this sort of interplay that we see play out in the film.
Yeah, you know, the 19th was started by a group of women with a certain mission of changing the landscape of legacy newsrooms and how coverage is portrayed and facilitated into the world through, you know, race and gender, through the lens of politics. However, you see, you know, in the film, very evidently, you see them bring on a person who is trans and who does not identify as a woman, and how that challenges the leadership at the 19th to rethink their mission, to rethink how inclusive they are in regards to gender, right? And so once you bring someone from a different background or a different lived experience like that into something that you're starting, you know, I think it was definitely some blind spots that they had to deal with. And, you know, listen, their staff, their journalists, like Aaron K. Ciabelli, and as the staff was growing, even more and more voices were included, where these voices who often come from they pretty much represent marginalized communities, they really challenged the leadership. You know, you could see they challenged how Emily and Amanda and how they were shaping the 19th. And there were definitely a lot of, as you said, growing pains going throughout the film, because this is a new startup. Yeah. It's a new newsroom. But, you know, their mission really was for women by women, and that had to change when you bring on different gender aspects within their group.
I mean, it's an amazing enterprise to have begun when it began. We talked a little bit about, you know, the circumstances of COVID, not being able to film, move around, the access to the different people in the film, but also at a time when journalism is under such duress. So much of what we have taken for granted for many years, newspapers and other ways in which we get information, are no longer the economic viability that they enjoyed before, in addition to the fact that we're now dealing with a stream of information that is not even real, not even true. And in this environment, this effort is born. So there's so many challenges here. And again, I'll go back to you, Heather, to talk about this. Just this environment in which this was created, the 19th was created, would have been challenging in the best of times. And what do you attribute the ability of them to, and it's, I think, some of what Princess was just saying, the openness of the dialogue within the organization. But is that a fair way to put it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's succeeded for many reasons. What Princess was saying is the most important of it, I would say, and the fact that the leadership was willing to listen to their reporters, was willing to confront their blind spots, was willing to really take actions rather than just lip service to the issues that were happening. And, you know, work hard, have the hard discussions to make the change, because I think a lot of times people and organizations and workplaces are scared to mess up, are scared to say the wrong thing, or scared to say something stupid. And so change doesn't happen because they just avoid it. And this, you know, the 19th confronted it and was willing to really do the work. And that meant messing up a lot along the way as well. But then they were able to get to the other side of it. You know, their organization is much stronger because of it. Also, they're all just like badass reporters and badass people running the 19th. So it's, I mean, that's also why the leadership is just amazing at raising money. So, I mean, I think they've raised close to 60 million or maybe more now. I'm not sure what the exact number is now. It's amazing how they're a very well-oiled machine in that regard. Yeah, they're amazing at it.
I just want to remind our listeners that Breaking the News is currently on Independent Lens. You can check it out at the PBS, either on the app or you go to the PBS website, pbs.org. I believe I have that right. It's great. I mean, you should do this. You should support PBS, people. You're listening to the sound of our conversation. Speaking of supporting...
Wait, I just want to add, they can also see it on the Independent Lens YouTube channel. So if they go to YouTube and search for Independent Lens, and we recently heard that there's been over 250,000 views on the Indie Lens YouTube channel.
Congratulations.
Of Breaking the News, yes.
Fantastic. Well, that's great news. So again, Breaking the News, PBS YouTube channel. You can watch it on PBS as well as on the app. And I just want to remind our listeners, we're also speaking with the co-directors of the film Breaking the News, Heather Courtney, Princess A. Hairston, and Chelsea Hernandez. Going back a little bit to the conversation we were having about the way that the growing pains as they begin to come out of the initial launch, couple of things. And I think I would be remiss if I didn't, we've alluded to it a little bit, but Kate Sussin and the way that the questions that Kate puts to the leadership and to challenges the other people in the newsroom to be better and to essentially talk through all of the very difficult issues. Let's talk about Kate and how that happens, how that plays out. Chelsea, would you like to take that?
When you're building an organization that is focused on representation within the gender space, you have to include all genders. And there were some blind spots going into it that the 19th founders had, especially hiring a trans reporter, Kate Sossin. And so they work through that. I mean, the thing with the 19th is they give their staff and reporters autonomy to voice their thoughts and opinions and to make the company a better place. And so very early on, we're seeing these mistakes of Kate being misgendered within her own workplace and trying to work through that. And the 19th realizes those blind spots and has to work through it, as challenging as it may be. And it's a new challenge for them, but they take it on because they are about representation, and it's clear that they need to remedy these mistakes and do better, but also potentially be a model for other organizations, because if this is happening within their own organization, it's probably rampant at other mainstream news organizations. So as a tiny team, if they can, you know, face this head on and work through it, then they can be able to show people that you can work through it. And that was the goal too of this film, is to be able to give people this model. As Heather had mentioned, having those tough conversations can be challenging and uncomfortable, but if we can see other people get through them too, hopefully that's inspiring for other workplaces to be able to take those challenges head on.
And I think, just as an observation, when you're at a small group like we see in the film, and as it begins to expand out, that's really where the DNA for an organization is created, right? That's where whatever that is going, whatever your organization is going to be, often is formed at the beginning, where your openness to hearing criticism and moving forward to do your best, and that's what it felt like in the film.
Definitely. And I just also want to add, you know, Kate's reporting is incredible, and the lived experience that they bring to the journalism that they're encouraged to do, the entire reporting staff is encouraged to do at the 19th, is so important to news in general. And it was clear also that their reporting was being greeted with like such wonderful reception with the audiences of the 19th. There, and we see this a little bit in the film when Kate goes to Massachusetts to report on a clinic doing gender affirming care, that it's one of the biggest news articles on the 19th. There's an audience out there who is like craving stories with LGBTQ plus perspectives, because we don't see those perspectives often in mainstream news. So I just want to point out too, it was important too for the 19th to look at the need for stories with that perspective, that lens.
Right. Well, and Princess, that points us in the right direction in terms of what to highlight. This is about journalism. This is about getting to the heart of a story. And we see throughout the film that it is them delivering news, breaking news often. I don't know if it's the defining story for them, but it felt like in the film, the announcement by Kamala Harris as the vice president, the interview that Aaron Haynes has with her, feels like a moment, certainly in the development, in the acceptance of the 19th as a news organization. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, listen, no one knew them. You know, it's like, right, here's this new startup, and you have to get viewership. Yeah, that was a key moment when Aaron landed that first interview with Vice President Harris, and that was just huge, because the 19th News is not mainstream. It, you know, it is, they are very much starting out, trying to get viewership. And so her working her contacts and doing her due diligence to get that story, really, it really helped them out a lot. And also, that was just one instance. You can go back, and the Breonna Taylor, yes, story was just groundbreaking, right? Because here is a story of a woman being murdered by police.
In her own apartment.
Yes, in her own apartment. And it had happened about 2 months prior to that, or a few months before. So the fact that Aaron saw the vision in that story, saw that it was a great story for the 19th, advocated for that, and you saw the tough discussion around that to advocate for that story. Is it a 19th story? You know, in the leadership newsroom, you know, we're kind of seeing how strong these conversations are, which we never really see in organizations or newsrooms. And so that was such a pivotal moment for her to do that story, and all the traction it got on that story, and how it kind of really put the 19th on the map, you know, in so many ways. Again, this is a time when newsrooms are closing, right? You saw in the film where all of these newsrooms are closing, and can people stay afloat? And the 19th was so diligent. And I think it was just those determination of the women in the beginning to get the 19th off the ground and then do the work when they ran into challenges, when they, you know, had to be inclusive, more inclusive with gender and gender equity. And so, you know, yes, the Kamala Harris was definitely a defining moment. Breonna Taylor was a defining moment, yeah, for them. And, you know, really Emily fundraising was a defining moment too, because that was her wheelhouse, and that really helped them bring on more reporters who would probably never be hired through mainstream media, you know?
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Breonna Taylor story was essentially a dead story. I mean, it didn't get the kind of coverage, I don't think, at the time. I mean, it may have gotten some, but certainly breaking it into a national audience, then it became part of a national conversation. But when the first time I heard it, to say it was hard to believe, I have to qualify that. Given the circumstances, not entirely hard to believe what happened to Breonna Taylor, certainly from the perspective of the police and interaction with people of color, but nonetheless, it was basically a dead story when it got picked up by her. Is that a fair way? Again, I want to be fair about it.
Yeah, I don't really know what a death story
Well, I mean,
means.
well, it wasn't getting the kind, it was not percolating the way it again, maybe my perception of what happened at the time is not correct, but
Well, she broke the story. You
yeah,
know,
well, there you go. I
she broke the
mean,
story. I mean, she brought it to the forefront. You know, we saw little things about it, like on Twitter, through like Attorney Crump. Like, there's always things with another black person has been murdered, another black person has been murdered. So, you know, for me, I'm African American, so there's certain, you know, trends that we follow to keep up with that. But as far as a national story
that's
and for everyone to know, Aaron broke that
there you
story.
go. That's what
Well, I do want to add too that it was, you know, reported on in local news, but it wasn't seen, right? Because it was still local, and that was like 2 months before. And I think that's what makes that story so important in seeing that collaboration of Aaron Haynes, like focusing in and honing in on these local stories and why it's important for regional and local news sources to be able to work with national news organizations like the 19th to be able to bring that to the national spotlight. And then unfortunately, it should have been reported on, you know, much sooner. That it had to wait 2 months later is terrible. We're grateful that Aaron Haynes was able to get that lead and be able to bring it to the national spotlight.
Congratulations on your work here. Again, the film is called Breaking the News. And I log on to the 19th. By the way, I want to say this 19th, the 19th asterisk, okay? Because as the discussion during the film that is had around the 19th Amendment, which is what that is a reference to, is fraught for a lot of reasons. The impact and effect of the 19th Amendment to the Constitution has been has a mixed history in this country. So I want to thank you all for spending some time with us here. You can go to the PBS website. You can also go to the PBS app if you have it, and also the YouTube channel for PBS to watch Breaking the News. We've been joined today by the co-directors of Breaking the News, Heather Courtney, Princess A. Hairston, and Chelsea Hernandez. I want to thank all of you so much for spending some time with us here on Film School Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.